You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
And I am your host. And we are coming to you live from LA Talk Radio in the lovely, beautiful downtown Los Angeles. We're on every Sunday from 5 to 5:50. And basically, our show is about informative entertainment. And that means that it's our goal to provide you with resource information and tricks of the trades that'll definitely get you to where you need to go if you're pursuing a career in entertainment. And we also hope to inspire you and encourage you and motivate you by interviewing the people that are making it happen right now. They're making their dream a reality in show business. And we encourage you to call in and talk to our guests, ask questions, any question that you want, G-rated preferably. I have the computer right here, and I can take your call directly. So we ask that you call between 5:15 p.m. and 5:30. The show does end at 5:50, so if you call between 5:15 and 5:30, you definitely will be able to get on and talk to the guest. And again, you don't have to go through a whole process to be on the air. When you call, it comes right into the computer and you get to talk to us live. How exciting is that for you, right? Okay, by the way, if you liked our show and you found that it helped you in any way, we'd love to hear about it on the forum page of the LA Talk Radio website. The forum page, if you go to you're on it right now, aren't you? Or you wouldn't be listening to me, my God. Well, if you click on forum, it takes you just a minute or two to register. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. It takes like 1 or 2 minutes, just an email address. And then you can post all of your comments about our guests. And, you know, it sure does make them feel really good when they can log on and see that someone wrote a comment and that they really enjoyed the advice and the tips that were given to the listeners. So if you like it, please write in. We'd love to hear from you. So this is going to be a great show today. We have a wonderful guest on. Her name is Caroline. Oh my God, I can't believe I said Caroline. I'm thinking about my French friend, Caroline Casamezu. No, it is not her. It is Carol Ann Kaufman. And Carol Ann Kaufman, oh my goodness. Now, something I've been saying for a while, when you move to Los Angeles, be prepared to do one of many things. And one of the many things is that you might end up working more than one job. And hopefully you'll choose jobs that you love, jobs that if you don't necessarily love them, you'll have one that you love, and then the other ones will be kind of hobbies or things that you are really good at and you don't have to put too much effort that draws away from your immediate career goal. So Caroline Kaufman is one of those people that has a lot of careers. And Caroline Kaufman is, are you ready for this? She is a comedian, a stand-up comedian and parody writer. She's an MC. She's a professional whistler and an ordained minister. And these are all, oh, did I say hairstylist? Did I leave that out? Oh, I think I said hairstylist. Yeah, I said hairstylist. But she has a salon in Monrovia, and we're going to talk to her about that. She's a great, 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 great hairstylist. She does my hair. And she's a great comedian. She often performs at the Ice House and various other comedy venues around town. And my goodness, you just have to go. You have to go see her, and definitely, definitely, definitely when she comes in. Now, right now, she has stepped out. She's trying to get her mother to call in and ask a question. That's what she's doing. But we're going to talk to her in a minute. In the meantime, we're going to spotlight some people. That's what we're going to do. We're going to spotlight some of our wonderful, wonderful people that keep us going, keep this radio show going every week. And as I said, we were just talking about how Carol Ann is one of many people. When you come to Los Angeles, you do need to make money. You need to survive. You need to have careers. And as I was just saying, Caroline has a lot of them. And they are careers that bring her financial survival, and they also make her very happy, I would imagine. So we're going to talk to her about all of those careers, and that is definitely something you want to call in and ask her, my God, how do you do that? How are you all of these things? How are you a hairstylist and a comedian and a parody writer and MC and a professional whistler and an ordained minister? Well, you know, by God, you move out here, you definitely need to work as many jobs as you can to get cash, to get your headshots, to pay for your acting classes, to go to your improv classes, to do all. You need tools. You definitely need building tools out here, because this town, everybody thinks they're going to come to Hollywood, and they think that because they're the big fish in the little pond in Wickahackie, Indiana, that they can come here. Do you like how I make up these names? These are not towns. I've never heard of them. I just make them up. But they come here and they think, oh, because they got a couple great reviews, that they're going to come here and they're going to be like the next De Niro. And yes, sometimes that is going to happen, but it takes a lot to do that. You got to have natural God-given talent, and that's great, but you also do need the building tools to get you there. And you do need to take classes. You need to learn the basic techniques. You need to learn what the languages are on the set. You need to learn there's a difference in shooting soap operas than shooting network television. There's a difference with shooting commercials. There's a difference in film. They use different terminology. Things are slightly different, and you do need to know that. You need to know where to go for the best headshots, how to not get scammed. You need to know, you need to take improv classes. You need to do lots of things. If you're a comedian, you definitely need to take improv classes, and there are so many. You'll learn that it's very clicky out here, especially in improv, and we're going to talk to Carol Ann about that. There are many, many things, but one of the things you definitely need, as we talked about before, is you need a headshot. And there are so many people to choose from out here, so many, and I would recommend that you either go with word of mouth. If you've seen a headshot that you like, someone has a headshot and you really like it, go with word of mouth first. If you come out here, you don't know anyone, then you want to go to, you want to register. Again, if you're starting out, I'd recommend that you start out with background acting. There's so many websites. One of the ones that I highly recommend is Hollywood OS. And Hollywood OS, they're a fantastic little company that is owned by a wonderful woman named Angela and David, and they really treat their clients so well. I just can't even express to you how well you're going to be treated once you go there. But they have a book, and I swear this book saved my life. I knew theater, but I needed to know about film, and I needed to know about many things. And when I came here, I signed up Extra Casting Guild. It was called Extra Casting Guild then. Now it's Hollywood OS. But there's a book. It's called Extra Work for Brain Surgeons, and it has everything in it. They are the authority in extras casting. They have such things like how do I join Screen Actors Guild, which when you move out here, you think once you join SAG, that's going to be the end all be all. You're going to be a star. Not necessarily true. How can I avoid getting ripped off? Tells you how you can avoid that. What kind of photos do I need? How can I make good money? It'll teach you how to avoid scams. They have a section in there that has disreputable company sales tactics. Who's casting what? How to get your SAG card. the new casting companies, updated casting information, how to work on feature films, commercials, and basically how to make money as a background actor. Oh my God, there's so many, many things. I can't even tell you. There's a list so long of things that you want to know when you move out here. And if you call Hollywood OS, you go to the website hollywoodos.com, ask for Dave. Get the phone number first, unless you can connect psychically. But get the phone number and call them and ask for David and tell him Priscilla at Question Reality told you to call and you want your free book. Yes, your free book, but only if you tell him that Priscilla sent you from Question Reality are you going to get the book. And also you're going to get a free week. So I would highly recommend that you do that. We are going to go over some of the topics later on for children. They also have a book called Kids Acting for Brain Surgeons. So that is, if you want to get your child in there, you got to learn how to avoid the fraudulent companies. You need to find out what's going on because there are lots and lots of things. But if you want headshots, you want to go to Carrie Cavalier. Again, there's so many of them, but CavalierPhotography.com. She's wonderful. She's my personal photographer. She is incredible. She does so many stars. She does David Hasselhoff. Who else does she do, Albert? We just read the list, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Albert is working my mechanical items over here. Who else did we say? David Hasselhoff. She did Luke. Was it Lou Gossett Jr.? We just read
was
the
it,
list.
Knight Rider.
David Hasselhoff, that's Knight Rider. Oh, yeah. David Hasselhoff. I mean, my God, she does so many of them. You should see her credit list. It's incredible. Go to her website, CavalierPhotography.com. And if you tell her Priscilla at Question Reality sent you, you're going to get a huge discount. Huge. I can't even tell you how huge this discount is, okay? So definitely go there. Again, we want to do a little shout-out for our Dallas. We have a lovely actor in Dallas. His name is Dallas, Texas. His name is Alan Bryant. And we love him. This guy, I tell you, if there was ever somebody that deserved to be successful in the entertainment business, it's him. He is a newbie in pursuing a career in entertainment. And my goodness, since he started, so much has happened to him. Right now, well, he's been chosen to be on the cover of, I think it's up to 6 books now. I'm not sure, but Savage Abandon by Cassie Edwards. You can go to Amazon.com and purchase the book. It doesn't come out until September, but he is on the cover of Savage Abandon, and she loved him so much, which you just have to love him. He's so precious, and he's so good-looking and hot. Now, he's a specialty actor. We talked about that. He is of Cherokee descent along with a mixture of other things, but he specializes in portraying actors. He's got the whole Indian garb. So if you need to cast anything in Dallas, any commercials or any movies, you definitely want to contact Alan Bryant. He's so easygoing, easy to work with. He is so flexible and wonderful. You want to check him out. He has a website. It's myspace.com/, and this is an Indian word. It's Wahaliwaya, Wahaliwaya. And every week, I forget what it means, but I think it means hello, but I'm not sure. You'll have to look that up. Every week I say, what does that mean? What does that mean, Alan? And he tells me, but again, by Sunday, it's long forgotten. So that's it. That's our spotlights for the week. And if you want us to advertise you on Question Reality, send me an email, Priscilla@questionreality.us. Yes, and that's Priscilla. And you can also check out our upcoming guests that are going to be on the show if you go to the website, questionreality.us. It has all the guests. I'm booked until November with some fantastic guests. We got some great celebrities coming up. Last week we had Chelsea Amada, Chelsea E. Oh, my God, she's going to kill me. ChelseaE.com, hot pop star. And then we had Mary Lou Belli. She's an Emmy Award-winning director, producer, writer. She's done 7 years of Girlfriends. So we got great people on the show. And again, if you want to learn about comedy, you want to cut some hair, you want to be an ordained minister, or you just want to learn how to be a party promoter, you want to talk to this guest that's on today. She is hot happening. She is the one, Carol Ann Kaufman. Woo!
Is that me?
That's you!
Oh, my gosh.
Say hey,
wow.
Carol Ann!
Hey, Carol Ann!
Carol Ann Kaufman is
hello,
in
world.
The hizzy! Is that what they say?
I think that's definitely close. Snoop actually was going to come with me today, but he's doing something with his kids' ball team. But I'm thrilled to be here.
Isn't that funny how we learn? I mean, I watch Snoop Dogg, and I just love those words. It's up in the hizzy. It's off of the hook. It's... yeah, that's all I know.
That's fantastic. Your dance moves are incredible, Priscilla. I've not seen that side of you before.
Oh, my God. I got some moves. So, you know, Carol Ann, let's go to her website right now so we can look at all the things that is Carol Ann Kaufman. Her website is carolannkaufman.com. Surprise. And that's CarolAnnKaufman.com. Carol Ann Kaufman. CARO.
There is an easier way to get
How
there.
How the hell is
it? If you just go to WestCoastWhistler.com, spelled just the regular way. You don't have to spell
that's
anything.
That's just as hard.
West Coast Whistler. It's easy.
West Coast Whistler. Oh, yeah, that might be easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got another one. Breath of. This one is so cute. I love this one. I think you're going to love this too. What? Listen to how clever this is. Breathoffreshair.com. But the H blends in with the A-I-R at the end. So it's Breath of Fresh Hair. Get it? Breath of Fresh Hair. She's a hairstylist. Oh, it was brilliant. Carol Ann.
It's amazing what you come up with at 2 in the morning.
Woo! And now you are, my God, let's talk. We're going to break down Carol Ann's occupations. We're going to first start about you being the incredible hairstylist that you are. What's your salon? Where is it located? How can we get our hair done by the great Carol Ann Kaufman?
Well, thank you, Priscilla. And you should know you have experience.
I have streaks. Oh, but she created my butter toast. I get the streaks, and I brought her this page in a paper, and it was called Butter Toast. And I said, Carol Ann, is it possible that this could be? And she said, why, yes, it is. Let me go in the back. And she put her lab coat on, and she put her gloves on, and she went in the back and mixed it up. And then the next thing you know, I walked out of there with my buttered toast hair, and all was right with the world.
Truly. And you do look fabulous, I must admit.
That is true.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, my salon, I have my own salon now for almost 5 years, and I've been doing hair for almost 12 years, and I have my shop in Monrovia. It's called Studio C Hair Artistry. As you mentioned, you can find out more at breathoffreshhair.com. And
you can say the address in case they want to write it down.
Absolutely. It's at 140 East Colorado Boulevard in Monrovia, California, 91016, if you want to just MapQuest me and come on by and say hi.
And what do you do as a hairstylist? You do everything. Cuts. What all do you do?
Well, my main objective is to make people look and feel fabulous. And the way that I do that is first and foremost with my first love, which is hair cutting, hair styling. That is the foundation of everything that happens with your hair.
Uh-huh.
On top of that, we, meaning me, myself, and I, create color. And my specialty is creating really natural color that grows out easily. And I'm really proud of the work that I do. The only problem is that people tend to come less frequently because their hair still looks fabulous. I'm still trying to figure out how to get this elusive 6 to 8 week haircut. People just wait months. It's not good.
That's true. Look, I still have the same do that you gave me when? January, February?
Well, it it's could be time for a trim at this
well,
point.
Well, you know, my hair grows so slowly. I can hang on to a hairdo for a year and a half. It's
see,
it's not a problem
with me.
You're
driving me out of business.
I'm driving you out of business. So you are also a comedian and a parody writer. Now, tell me. Now, I know from personal experience, you did a birthday party. I have. For those of you who don't know me, I do huge little birthday parties. I'll often say that, huge little.
I like that.
Huge little birthday parties every year, and I have the most wonderful people that come. And because I know all of my friends are entertainers, we have everybody come up and perform. And Carol Ann wrote this incredible parody. Oh, I wish I would have had that recorded and
Which
played
one?
That. The one, the last one you did it to a song.
My specialty is I do a little parody. It's about dating, and it goes to The Sound of Silence.
Nope, it wasn't that one.
Well, I could do a little bit of that one for you instead.
Okay. All right, well, since you know that, you don't remember the one. See,
I did about three or four.
Yeah,
so.
And you gave me the paper on one, which I have in my birthday file.
Oh, I love it.
We're going to bring that one out for one of the parties. But yeah, why don't we do that? Carol Ann writes brilliant. I don't know. I think, when do you do this? Do you wake up in the middle of the night? What inspires you to write these parodies?
Well, there's a couple things that inspire me. First of all, life experience, right? Really looking for more ways to express myself. That's really the whole theme of what I do and of what we're here to talk about today. You know, as performers, as artists, it's really all about bringing the outside to the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for yourself and for others. And
right.
So it's really about finding more ways to reach out, to express myself more concisely, more interestingly for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe, just on that note, that, you know, anything that's done well with passion is an art. I don't care if you're mopping the floors, what have you.
Oh, my God, Carol Ann, we have a call.
Oh, okay.
Oh, lovely, lovely. 520. Caller, you are calling right on time. You are on the air with Carol Ann Kaufman.
Good.
Caller, make sure that you turn down the volume on your computer there.
Yes, caller, we can't hear you. We're hearing me.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Hello, I'm Whistler's mother.
Oh, hey, Mom.
Oh, that's cute. I just got that. That's Whistler's mother. You know the famous painting, Whistler's mother?
I always dress her in black.
Oh, my God. Hi, Whistler's mother.
Hi.
What kind of question do you have for your daughter today? What do you want the world? Well, you probably know everything. So what kind of question could you possibly ask her? Or what do you want the world to know about Carol Ann Kaufman?
Oh, she's wonderful. If you haven't heard her, you need to hear her now.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you don't, I mean, her tickets are going to be, you know, way up there, like $30 a seat in
yeah.
the balcony, back row.
Uh-oh. Oh, you hear that? Well, you know what? You just inspired me to get her to sing something. So we're actually going to hang up, and we're going to take your request, and we're going to have her sing something. So thank you so much.
Thanks
for calling,
Mom.
Okay?
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Cute.
That's fabulous.
Isn't she cute?
All right.
Okay, so why don't we do a parody? Because I want to, there's so much to get in. It's 5:21. You know, we're going to get everything in. So this is a parody on what? What
this
is it called?
I call this The Joys of Dating.
The Joys of Dating.
I'll just do a quick snippet, but this is really inspired by real life. So here we go.
Unfortunately, you're going to have to get a little closer to the mic.
Ah. You know how I hate the microphone,
right,
Priscilla.
Right up in it, girl.
Oh, my specialty. No problem whatsoever. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
You can just imagine the background music. Hello, Yahoo, my old friend. I've come to click on you again. I'm checking out my personals inbox to see if any guys think I'm a fox. And apparently, there's a 57-year-old dad who thinks I'm rad. These are the joys of dating. And there's, you know, of course, the rest of the song. But that gives you a tidbit.
Wow! Somebody's calling in!
Oh, my God. Love it. Fantastic.
Right. Oh, welcome, caller. You're on the air with Carol Ann Kaufman.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Allie.
Hi, Allie. Could you turn down the volume on your computer so Carol Ann can hear you?
Yeah. Mom, you gotta turn down the volume on your computer.
Hopefully, we can all learn from this lesson before everybody else calls.
Are you another relative of Carol Ann's?
No, my mom and her were friends since second grade.
Wow. All right. Well, what question do you have for Carol Ann today?
I want to know where we can hear her whistle next.
Well, you know what? We're going to answer that question. We are trying to get through all of her occupations now, and we're only on the second one, but her occupation of whistling is coming up next. So we're going to announce the big news. So why don't you I'm going to hang up and you turn the computer back up and listen, and we're going to tell you where you can find her, okay? Thank you, Allie, for
Thanks
calling.
Thanks for calling, Allie.
Bye, Carol. Bye.
She's so precious.
I know. I have a huge fan base.
You obviously do.
It's from here to there,
and
really.
From that parody, yes. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Right. But, you know, you do. You want to see Carol Ann. She performs often at the Ice House. And where else do you perform?
I produce my one-woman shows at the Ice House Annex. That's most primarily. You know, I always say, comedy is like good loving. 7 minutes is not enough for me. So okay. I have decided to primarily produce my own shows. That way I can go up there for an hour, really give them everything I've got, singing, whistling, everything, you know, a little bit of, repartee with the audience, you know, all of that stuff.
Wait, I went to see you at, was it the Improv on Hollywood Boulevard, or
I've played the Improv. I think you were at the Ice House Annex.
You at the Improv, too.
Okay.
Yeah, you had to go up those steps.
Okay, that's the Comedy Store. I play at the comedy store. I've been, you know, I actually played a fabulous club in Catalina Island a few years ago. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
So pretty much everywhere I go, if there's a club, I travel a lot. So I'll go, ask the managers and, you know, just
wait,
see about
that's what you got to do.
Up.
Now, that's something I did get a couple emails when I told people you were coming on the show. So I'm going to ask you a couple people wanted to know if they came out here to pursue, or even if they're staying in their hometown. But let's just say they move out here because they want to pursue a career in comedy, and say they just didn't have a comedy club in their town. Let's talk about like Ticketoo, Mississippi doesn't have one. Okay, so they come out here. What do they need to do to be able to get onto the stage? How does one do it?
Well,
to do the comedy.
Yeah, to do the stand-up comedy. Well, the thing is, you know, it truly is who you know, right? And just because you don't know anybody, that doesn't need to stop you. You know, you 5 minutes at the comedy club in the front, in the foyer, you never know who you're going to meet. You just want to really make sure that you're out there. One of the things that I like to do, and I think this is kind of a good little business trick, no matter what it is that I'm promoting, is that, you know, I'll say, oh, hi, Priscilla. It's nice to meet you. My name's Carol. I'm a comedian. And just go ahead and throw in that information so that people know what you're up to, you know, because it's just surprising what people find interesting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people find people interesting, and people like to make a difference. So the first thing is really just to be open and to really, you know, let people know what you're up to.
Okay, so if you wanted to perform, like at comedy clubs out here, and I'm sure that they have them wherever you go, there's a little room and a big room.
Yes.
And you got to go to the little room before you go to the big room.
Awesome.
How do you get to the little room?
Okay, so the best bet is to go to the little room when they have the show, to look for the guy who's running the show, and say, hi, I'd like to do your show. And then you'll be faced with a couple of things. If you're, you know, really energetic and really interesting, they might say, hey, we've got a slot in, you know, and next week you might jump in. They might ask you to give them a little tape of what you're capable of. The primary thing is that you want to go up and just communicate with the people that are running the show, no matter what it is.
So do you recommend that someone put together like a little tape of their work, like do it, even though they don't have, they're not in the little room yet, they could do it for some friends and maybe hire some people to clap and
Absolutely.
Laugh and whistle and put that on tape? Would that definitely be good enough, though, to get them in the little room?
Well, obviously, experience is going to be your first tool for anything that you do. Mm-hmm. And so, mostly, confidence and experience are going to be your right hand and your left hand. So if you can put something together with a little camera and go ahead and set up a backdrop, try to make it look professional. Mm-hmm. And yeah, exactly like you said, get a few people together. If you're starting from scratch, or go to the local restaurant
Do they have auditions for the little room, or they just always request like a press kit?
The best thing you can do is to actually just call the club,
mm-hmm.
and you'll find out. Some clubs, like the Ice House in Pasadena, they do an open call for their little room,
mm-hmm.
And then you can do showcases. That's another thing. There's a lot of opportunity. Here's what happens. I started out taking a stand-up comedy class. Now, I was already, 10 years on the stage doing theater, different things like that, but I had never done stand-up comedy. So what's typical in doing a stand-up comedy class is that you complete the class maybe 6 to 8 weeks, and then they'll have what they call a showcase, mm-hmm. meaning that you're not necessarily a paid performer, mm-hmm. you're actually somebody who paid to perform. But if it's a quality class, you're going to walk out there with information, an act, mm-hmm. and a video, which usually they'll provide, or you just, at this point you can take your little 5.2 megapixel, throw it on record, and create your own video.
That's true. They are at the comedy classes now. Again, there's a lot of comedy classes out here. There's Harvey Limbeck. There's the Groundlings. There's, what else is there? There's another, Second City.
Now, primarily those guys, I don't know about Harvey, but Groundlings, Second City, those are all going to give you the improv tools to make you an excellent comedian. I've been doing improv for almost 20 years at this point. And so that's what really loosens me up and has me feel really confident on stage.
Right.
I mean, there is nothing like frying in an open frying pan, like your mind literally on an improv stage, having nothing to say. There's nothing that makes you stronger, right, than just bailing out
right.
and doing terrible. And, that's the access to creating a fabulous act.
Right. So I would imagine that you'd probably want to start with taking classes, improv classes. You don't want to, just because your family says, oh my God, you're so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Don't necessarily believe them all the time. You want to take a class and get the tools, because they do teach you, again, with anything, you need a class. Just like you need to go to school and graduate in order to get a job, well, it's the same concept. You do need to get some tools before you go up on the stage, right, Caroline?
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to kind of share a couple of those tools that really worked for me, mm-hmm. Little pieces that I paid the big bucks for.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is that, like you said, everybody... Whoa, hello. Sorry, microphone. Everybody thinks that they're a brilliant, comedian, right?
Yes.
Here's the thing. You need to have a written down outline, at the very least, of what it is that you want to say. Because let me tell you something. You can be fabulous in your living room for three. You stand up there on the stage and you're looking, and you're not feeling that fabulous feeling.
Yeah.
You need something to rely on. You want to have your outline. You want to, even if you're just doing a rant, you want to know what you're going up there to rant
very
about.
Very true.
And the other thing is just record yourself. Really get familiar with who you are, what you're creating. And I'll give you kind of an advanced tip. Something that I think was really important on my process was actually starting to realize, what is my comedic personality, right? Who am I mm-hmm. when I'm on stage and I'm at my best? Am I, am I the wry, sarcastic girl? Am I the, no, it's not fair gal? It's like, you really want to find out who you are.
Again, it's looking for your brand. I say this every mm-hmm. single week. Find your brand. As an actor, you need to find your brand, and that's exactly what Caroline is saying. What kind of comedian are you? Tell them how to find it.
Well, again, you go back to the experience, and you want to get up on stage as much as you can. Even though maybe at this point I'm not loving the 7 minutes, I'll absolutely still do it whenever I have time. Right now I've got 1,000 other projects going. But really, it's just getting up there, getting familiar with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, maybe you're going to bomb a couple times. Let me tell you this. This is the number one thing that I believe across the board when it comes to comedy and basically any kind of performing. There may be a night that I'm not the funniest I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
There may be, I might be a little off, but my commitment is that my audience will be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
I might not be the funniest guy on the stage that night,
mm-hmm.
but if they walk away smiling, remembering me for giving them, hey, if they paid $5, if they enjoyed themselves for 5 minutes, I gave them their money's worth.
Exactly, exactly. And it always helps to give out raffle prizes.
Bribery works.
I tell you, I started that at my birthday parties, and they've been coming back every year since, and they get some good damn raffle prizes. So,
and by the way, Albert, thank you for that prize. He fixed my computer for me. That was the best prize I ever got.
You get lots of things at my birthday parties. Mm-hmm. You can win a what is it? I do a free what the hell do I do? Oh, I give free, oh Carol Ann. I talk her every year into giving a free haircut.
True.
So you could win a free haircut at my birthday party. Of course, not everybody can come. I'm not saying everybody call in and say, "Oh, I want to come," because I only have the room for 50 people.
You're a tease.
But if you're lucky enough to come to one of my parties, you'll get a good prize. All kinds of raffle prizes. Now, as Carol Ann said, get a little tape, take a class, go in. Once you get your nerve up and you think you're ready to go to the small room, go there, say, can I talk to the manager? Say, I would love to come. Now, another thing that I want to bring up, with every one of these comedy rooms, they will let you, if you're funny. Now, you do have to be funny, somewhat funny. But you know what it comes down to, bottom line? Bottom line is, yes, they're going to want you to be funny. That's a given. But the second thing is business, and you got to bring in people.
You got to bring people.
Must be. It's always about the business. The bottom line is the bottom dollar. If you can say to that manager, I can guarantee you 50 people.
Oh, my goodness.
You are so going to be performing at the little room. And, you know, they don't really care, actually, if you're funny at that point. Mm-hmm. And because every place you come out here and you go to see comedy, it's a two-drink minimum most of the time. It'll be a two-drink minimum. And then so you're going to pay about $5 to get into the little room. That's a going rate out here. And then two-drink minimum. They charge about $5 for a soda. God bless them.
At least.
So they're going to make 10 there. And then most of the places, they know you're going to eat. So they serve appetizers and food. So they're going to make a good amount of money. While they don't pay you, I don't believe they pay you. No, they don't pay you, but you get paid from the laughs that you hear in the audience. But if you can start to gather up your forces and get your little fan base, I have even heard, there have been some comedians who have told me that they have paid people to come to their shows.
Wow.
And I say, why not? They want to build, you know, a fan base.
Especially if you want to get your tape or what you need to do.
Right.
They call them bringer shows because you got to bring a friend.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what you have to do, is to start working on that. And then once you start, if you get to the little room, you pretty much are on your way. You'll know what to do from there. But to get to the little room, I think we pretty much helped everybody get to the little room of comedy.
And then when you're in the little room, you talk to the little room other comedians. They always know what's going on, right? You always want to talk to you. These are excellent resources. And one last thing is that, you know, you build these people, you get these bringers, you have them come, and before you know it, you've got this little fan base. If you have 50 people, you can produce your own show. There is no club out there that who has a little room that doesn't want your 50 people.
Right.
So that's when you can start branching off and creating your own universe in your performing.
That's right. So, one thing I want to stress, as I do every week, you are your own business. When you decide to be in the entertainment business, you are your own, you are an entrepreneur. You are the accounting department, the sales department, the marketing department, the everybody. So you got to treat yourself like a business. And with you being in the marketing department, you need to, when you do your little show, you need to bring a clipboard and a page that you've typed out to collect addresses, phone numbers, most importantly, email addresses, because you want to make sure that you put them on an email list. You've got to create an email list, and every time you do a show, you've got to be consistent. Consistency is the key to keeping a fan base and building it. So you got to keep them informed, because if they don't hear from you, they're going to forget about you.
And so, just keep inviting them. I can't tell you how many times that I've started to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm inundating people. And, you know, I keep my emails too moderate. I'm not going to.
Oh my God, Carol Ann, you got another caller.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh my Lord. Caller, you are on the air with Carol Ann Kaufman. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Brooke Ann, and I heard Carol on the radio with you, and she has cut my hair, and then she has a CD of her whistling.
Yes.
And I don't even know if she knows this or not, but my daughter goes to sleep to her whistling.
Oh, my God. Do you hear that, Carolyn?
Oh, my God.
We learn something new every day.
See, I can be a mother.
What
I
is
can
the
put little children to sleep. I have these skills. It could happen.
You could possibly be putting your audience to sleep. We're going to have to come see a show and pray that doesn't happen,
How's
right?
How's that haircut working out, Brooke?
Yeah. See, Carol Ann always has the fallback haircutting career, right?
There you go. I just want to thank her for that, and also for my. She makes me look fabulous. There is no doubt.
So. Thanks,
Brooke.
Thank you so much, Brooke, for calling.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed the radio show. Thank you.
Thank
you,
much. Sweetheart. I appreciate you calling in. So listen, even though Carol Ann's not on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brooke.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
So, what's the name of the CD, by the way, that she's talking
about?
Yeah,
this is my CD available at westcoastwhistler.com. It's called Wind Songs.
Oh, my God.
And like every good comedy writer, I hate it when other people have excellent ideas. I didn't even come up with that. So,
wow.
But it was too priceless to let go.
Well, I love how Brooke helped us segue in to the next career, because we're going to try to get this in. We're at 5:38. We got to punch it real good because we go off the air at 5:50. But Brooke helped us go in to one of Carol Ann's most important professions. She is, are you ready for this? I think I said it, but a professional whistler. And she has won so many awards. And you've come in, what's the name of the association that you're part of?
Oh, well, I participate at the International Whistling Convention every year in North Carolina, where all the whistlers who want to compete from around the world come and participate.
You have another call.
Okay,
I hope we can get all this in.
My
Hi,
goodness.
Caller. You are on the air.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Tom.
Hi, Tom. Do you have a question for Carol Ann Kaufman?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, I'm not a comedian.
You are or are not?
I'm not a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like to laugh sometimes.
You don't? Do you like to whistle?
But I sure do love whistling.
Oh, my God, Tom. Well, you know what? You are in for a treat, because Carol Ann is about to whistle her little hiney off. I'm going to have her whistle her way, because we only have a couple minutes. And, you know, thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Carol Ann with the whistling?
That's it. I just want to hear her whistle. Thanks.
Okay, Tom. Well, we'll whistle for you, honey.
Your wish is my command, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Tom. Okay, so she's a professional whistler. She's won many awards. Right now, we're going to hear her whistle one of my favorite songs, Summertime by...
This is a Gershwin tune.
A Gershwin tune.
And I actually really appreciate that you say singing. I do, too, because what I really go for is the vocal aspect
yes,
of the song.
Yes, you do.
There's a lot of different, you know, types of whistlers out there, and you're about to hear my type. So,
okay. What is that type? Is there a name for the type of
song? You know, I'm basically, there's a lot of different types of whistling. You'd be surprised.
I had no idea there was different types
of
whistling.
People do all kinds of things, whistling through their palate, through their throat. You'd be surprised, but I do your basic everyday whistle through your lips, you know, and just put my lips together and blow.
I read the article. You were just recently featured in the Pasadena Weekly.
Yes, I was the cover feature for the Pasadena Weekly. You can still catch it on on newsstands in the San Gabriel Valley.
So if they went to the website, could they pull it up in
Absolutely.
The archives?
Absolutely. Go to PasadenaWeekly.com. You'll see my whole article. Unfortunately, you're not going to see the picture, but just try to deal with that. And,
yeah, because I read that, and I was reading about the one guy commenting on your style versus another style of some guy named Gupanati or something. I don't know who the heck it was. But anyway, I was fascinated to know about style. So you're doing a style, and let's hear it. Let's hear Summertime.
All right.
By Carol Ann Kaufman,
we'll
professional. She actually, let's get this in real quick. She was whistling on the Ellen DeGeneres show times.
If you check my website, you'll see the clips from the Ellen show. I was a guest three separate times. As well as done cruise ship gigs. I mean, I've been all over the place with whistling. It's
really
incredible.
She's been whistling Dixie all over this great country.
That's right.
So go to her website, westcoastwhistler.com. You can watch all the videos of her. And now she's going to whistle for us. And then we're going to make a big announcement about her going to Japan.
All right.
And she's having a fundraiser.
It's true.
Okay, so hit it, Carol Ann. Woo!
Well, which she was. Rule number one, you can't smile and whistle, so give me a second.
Oh, no, she's never going to be able to whistle now, for God's sake.
Here we go.
All right.
That was fantastic.
Oh, let's clap. Woo!
Thank you. My God.
Oh, everybody in the studio is just going crazy over that. And you should hear her live. It's so magnificent to hear that. When you first hear it, like I did, it was just so incredibly, it's so spectacular. Hear it in you're taken away. You're just floating away on the whistle.
Thank you. That's right.
Floating on the whistle. So Caroline is exciting. Caroline's going to Japan.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you tell us about it. She's going to be whistling her ass in Japan. So tell us what you're doing in Japan.
Well, I'm really excited about this trip. I am 4-time international whistling champion, and I'm going for the first prize has eluded me thus far. And so this year, I am going to the International Whistling Convention, the 36th annual. It's going to be at right outside of Tokyo in Japan.
Okay.
And so I'll be there in July. The first competition is on the 19th, and I'll be participating. And in a moment, I'll tell you all about my fundraiser.
We have a call real quick, caller, because we want to get Carol Ann in. Who's on the air today for Carol Ann Kaufman?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I'm calling to talk to Carol, or to say to Carol, I know her personally, and I just wanted to say I enjoyed the whistling, of course, but I just find her to be so inspiring, and I want the listeners to know that if they have the opportunity to spend time with her, she's got such a great energy that is very motivating and makes you want to be a better person and just gives you that motivation to maybe do what you've been putting off or anything like that. She's really fun.
What's your name?
Shanoa.
Thank you, Shanoa.
The check is in the mail, Shanoa.
I also wanted to mention she's also my daughter's agent.
The daughter's agent?
That's a work in progress. That's for the next show.
Uh-oh.
Thanks, Shanoa. Bye.
Okay, bye, Shanoa.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is a little something. I told her daughter who lives in Arizona. If she comes out, I'll talk to
Priscilla.
Did you try to get her to eat?
What were you trying to get her to do?
She's not anorexic yet. So I told her, until you've got that handle, don't come to L.A. Kidding. Totally kidding. We love our bodies no matter what they look like.
So you're going there. Can they find all of this out about the whistling competition?
Go straight to my website. You'll find out all the information. And I'd just like to invite everybody that's in the area to come down on June 28th. I am having a spectacular event that I couldn't be more proud of. I am, for the first time in my life, an actual party producer and promoter. Never done this in my life. I have no idea. My first birthday party that I produced myself was a couple years ago as a hit. I said, let's do it again. Not only is it going to be me, it's going to be, I have an intuitive reader, Adela Levine, who's fantastic, Greg Lyons doing live music, Eddie Haskell and his Sound and Vision tribe, who's emerging from the LA underground scene, is going to be there. He has the most incredible, over-the-top, original, one-of-the-kind visual audio experience. You can't believe what this guy brings to the stage. Dancers, bubbles, lasers.
Woo!
I have a 3D show coming.
Oh my God.
He plays the saw, which is how we met.
Raffle prizes, food,
and drink. I've got a reflexologist
coming. And this is open to the public?
Open to the public.
And what is this at a place? What's the name of the place that they're coming to?
The location is going to be at LA Party Works in Monrovia, California, just outside of Pasadena, California, in the LA area.
And this is on the first page of our website.
Oh,
so
you can
if you
find
go
out everything.
To westcoastwhistler.com. Yep. It's right there with the address. And this, I want to tell everyone, please come because this is a fundraiser to help send Carol Ann to Japan. Now, she's already purchased her ticket, but the poor girl is broke now because she is a comedian after all.
Watch out.
And we need to help fund her. So come and
send the West Coast Whistler East.
That's cute.
Thank you.
Send the West Coast Whistler East. I think tickets are $10.
Yep.
And you are definitely going to get your money's worth. I think there's a psychic there, and I'm looking forward to
definitely.
The psychic.
She's amazing.
Psychic.
And of course, I'll be doing a live showcase with quite a few of my tunes. So you can, also my CDs will be available. You'll get to meet the international whistling legend in person, Carol Ann Coffin.
Oh, my God. Now, $10. That is such a
feast. I usually
charge
$20 just for a face-to-face meeting. So this is a deal.
This is true. $10 for a face-to-face meeting. Again, where is it going to be?
It's going to be, check my website, of course, but it's going to be in Monrovia, California. It's June 28th from 6 to 10 p.m. You can bring everybody. It's appropriate for all ages. And it's really going to be something you have never experienced before. I promise you that. It will be something to remember.
Yeah. So, and who wouldn't want to come see a guy named Eddie Haskell?
It's true.
You do remember Eddie Haskell. Wasn't he on Leave It to Beaver?
Well, this is a new, Eddie Haskell XP.
Not him, but
yes.
it's the same
it's,
name,
it
of course.
The same name.
Eddie Haskell would be pretty old by now if it was, I don't even know what, would he still be living? God bless him. But Carol Ann is a wonderful comedian. She's excellent. She will enjoy the show. She's so funny, and we want to thank her so much for coming on the show. Is there anything you want to close with, Carol Ann? We are down to a couple minutes, but is there anything you wanted to say additionally?
Absolutely. First, I just want to say thank you very much, Priscilla, for having me here. This has been a spectacular experience. The view outside is unparalleled of downtown Los Angeles. It's a beautiful city that we live in. I absolutely love LA. Don't believe what they tell you.
That's Albert's building right there.
That's amazing. If I ever could be important enough to work in a building like that, it would be fabulous. I also want to say thank you to all of my friends and family that are listening and all the people that I haven't met yet. And I'm sorry that so many of the people that I know called in and took the calls away from the people, others that were calling, and I apologize for that.
That is okay.
But again, please check out westcoastwhistler.com and just remember, whistling is something special, and
it is.
And so are you.
And thank you so much. We are going to we are going to end the show with a commercial from one of our advertisers, Horror Channel. You're going to love it. If you need frights, if you need thrills, you definitely want to check out horrorchannel.com. And thank you so much. Next week, our guest is going to be. Who is our guest next week? My goodness. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful singer called Andrea Miller. So check it out. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Have a great time.
The Horror Channel is your home for the
Dan
best
Krasky.
Of horror entertainment, news, culture, lifestyle, and best of all, frights. We are available on Verizon Fios Cable Television. Go to channel 900 free on demand and select pop culture. Scroll down and you'll find the Horror Channel. So be sure to visit horrorchannel.com for all of our latest programming.